Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. One new song and fit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Closet Claw Machine.
Everybody, welcome to Smashy Claws Claw Machine, week 25, Taking the Kid Out. Another one of those slow, sad ones that I'm sure all of you just love so much. We just got back from Denver Comic Con, which happened this past weekend at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver, Colorado. And it was fun. We played on Friday and Saturday, 2 hour-and-a-half long sets. We played a bunch of new stuff. The first show didn't go quite as well as the second show did, but, you know, we got it together. We got it together eventually. And there was a bunch of cool panels. Like, you got to hear Cary Elwes talk about The Princess Bride, Jeffrey Dean Morgan talk about The Walking Dead, Lena Headey, Game of Thrones. I walked past Tim Sale's booth where he was, like, drawing something for some dude. And, of course, Stan Lee, which I've been bantering on about for weeks on this podcast. Stan Lee was there. I was like 5 feet away from Stan Lee. And of course his booth where he was like signing stuff all weekend was just adjacent to where we were performing. And I was saying in previous weeks that he might overhear us, that some of our insidious noise might venture into his head and he might partake in the Smashy Claw experience. But at the panel, each time someone from the audience asked him a question, it had to be repeated to him by the moderator. So I'm thinking it might be a little unlikely that he overheard us. You know, unless we played every song twice, I guess, maybe that would have worked out. And as if that were not enough, we also on Sunday went to go see Bob Dylan at Red Rocks. If some of you aren't from Colorado and are unfamiliar with Red Rocks, it's this stage that is just built into a mountain in Morrison, Colorado. And of course, you know, there's the stage and a lot of it is artificial in a lot of ways, but like the seats are chiseled out of the rock of the mountain and there's just, you know, the nature surrounding you. So I'm watching Bob Dylan and then I can look up from the stage and just see a sky full of stars and just the city beyond. And it was a beautiful experience seeing one of my favorite classic rock dudes playing in his gravelly-ass voice at Red Rocks. It's a pretty cool night. Oh, and Mavis Staples and the Staple Singers opened up for him, which was interesting. I didn't look to see who was opening up, and then you get like a legend like Mavis Staples coming out on stage. And she sounded great. For someone pushing 80, as is Bob, they both sounded pretty impressive. Especially compared to the last time I saw Bob Dylan, which was at Fiddler's Green in Denver a couple years ago. He was playing the keyboards with his band, and he was really not very competent. Like, he was really out of rhythm, and he was fucking up the rhythm of the rest of the band. And this time he did the piano at Red Rocks, and it was great. He sounded so much better than he did before, and the band was awesome. And it seemed like they got their shit together, much like Smashy Claw on the second night of Denver Comic Con. So it was cool being near a bunch of iconic people and hanging out with all the costumed freaks at Denver Comic Con and all the nerdery and geekery and dweebery afoot. So thank you for checking out Smashy Claw's Claw Machine for this week, taking the kid out. Next week will be week 26, which is the halfway point, assuming we don't crash and burn immediately afterwards, which we almost certainly will. But it's the planned halfway point. YouTube.com/SmashyClaw. Patreon.com/SmashyClaw. Bye! Iko, Iko, Ariak, Iko, Iko, Zamariak.